Welcome back to all our listeners out there. This is Bobby Rogue with my wingman, Carlos Frevert. Carlos, what's up, man?
Hey, Bobby. Welcome to 2010. How you doing?
Oh, happy New Year's, man. 2010 is going to be a big one. And for all our fans out there, this is episode 2 of The Rogue Gallery.
I got to put some cheering in here.
Bobby, we watch Carlos is the best. All right. So, you know, 2009, it was, pretty cool year for films. You know, there was things that I liked, but, you know, it's time, it's award season. And I specifically want to talk about the Academy Awards, you know, of who is going to get nominated. I'm not going to pick winners because, you know, with the Academy, you just never know what they're going to do. But I want to go out on a limb and I want to talk about two films that I am saying, write it down because Bobby Rogue said it. I predict that the Academy is going to nominate Star Trek and the cartoon Up made by Pixar for best film. Carlos, what do you think, man?
I think Up will get it. It's going to be interesting to see if Star Trek gets it because historically sci-fi films don't go very far in the Academy Awards. So I'd like to see that you're correct in that one. Star Trek was an awesome movie. I think the story was awesome and the acting was phenomenal, especially Siler and the way he played Spock. Was absolutely spot on, but it's going to be interesting to see if they actually pick a sci-fi movie to go for the best film.
It will be interesting, and that's why I just wanted to, you know, come on the Rogue Gallery and talk my smack, because that's what I'm saying. Everybody I talk to say, Bobby, you're crazy. And I go, you're right. I am crazy. That's why I'm Bobby Rogue.
Okay, so if it comes down to it, though, who wins, Up or Star Trek?
Oh, man. I don't know. You know, I think if it was between Up and Star Trek, I think Star Trek's going to take it, man. I've been seeing a lot of sci-fi, you know, Battlestar Galactica, Star Trek, you know, you see Clone Wars, you know, coming about, you know, Avatar, another sci-fi film of 2009, you know, that just, you know, topped $1 billion. Hey, you know, technically speaking, theoretically, you know, a sci-fi movie making $1 billion can kind of help Star Trek boost, because you never know. What if Avatar, you know, goes, you know, for Academy with its sequels? I don't think this one will, you know, because it was just very good in regards to, you know, its graphics and things such as that. But, man, okay, back to your original question. Who would win, Up or sci-fi? I'm going to have to go with Star Trek. But, you know, I did like the cartoon as well. Have you seen Up yet,
No, Carlos? Actually, I have not seen Up. So I can't really speak to who I think would win in a battle between the two. But I definitely like Star Trek. I was watching it on the widescreen TV over in Fry's Electronics for like an hour the other day, which was absolutely phenomenal. But
I love sci-fi, man.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm hoping that, you know, at least gets nominated and give the sci-fi genre a little bit more legitimacy. Not that it doesn't have it, but like I said, historically, sci-fi doesn't do very well in those kind of shows. So, but I think the story's there. I think they had enough special effects to make it believable. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, and I heard that James Cameron has been looking for me so he could make me an extra in the sequel to Avatar. James Cameron, I'm on the lowdownradio.com. I'm on the Rogue Gallery. I know it's only the second episode, but I am going to make a huge prediction that the Rogue Gallery and lowdownradio.com is going to be one of the biggest podcasts of 2010, because I'm Bobby Rogue, and I say it like I feel it.
All right.
Carlos, any last words?
Nope, I ain't got much to say, man. I can't come up with the spot on one-liners like you can. So I'll let you close it out.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's January 4th, 2010. This is Bobby, and this is Carlos, wishing you a good night. And I'm out, baby.